That's Sherbert. Summer Love on Sean for Breakfast. Estimates at 7:47 Triple M. And we're a couple of days into autumn now, and I want that summer love back. I want summer back, folks, and not just in song form. I want the sun and the beautiful hot weather. Oh, by jingoes, by crikey. Now, if you've travelled to Perth any time recently, especially by plane, then you'd be very well aware of the company called Regional Express. It's a local airline down here. They made an application last week to increase their community fare. That's the $129 ticket that you can get 24 hours prior to boarding, otherwise 60 days in advance. They want to increase that $129 ticket by $10. The Esperance Shire weren't happy about the application. To talk to me about it, I have the Esperance Express's Jacinta Burton in studio. Now, Jacinta, love them or hate them, the Esperance Shire really have our back in this case.
They certainly do. Now, airline operator Regional Express have approached the Esperance Shire Council to alter the existing community airfare agreement, proposing a $10 increase to the popular fare to help cover their operating costs.
And I know where we're going with this because I know the story, but an extra $10 when it's already quite obviously overpriced, unless you buy it 24 hours before the flight or 60 days in advance. What's the audacity? A $10 increase, and it might not seem much to them, but for someone who's already paying $380 for a flight, that's ridiculous.
Mm. We are all well aware that outside of those booking times of 60 days prior or 24 hours before departure, a return flight between Perth and Esperance can cost upwards of $700. Now, the company proposed the increase after seeing 26% of the 51,000 passengers flying between Esperance and Perth benefit from the fare in the last 12 months. So the item was deliberated by members of Esperance Shire Council behind closed doors on Tuesday evening. Of course, this is a confidential item. And Shire of Esperance Corporate Resources Director Shane Burge said that council agreed to the proposal, but under the condition that the company look to improve their customer service. They were talking in their deliberations a lot about the community feedback that they'd receive, say when a flight is delayed or certain flights not appearing at the appropriate price 24 hours prior. It's not going down to that $129 mark. And also that they have to fulfil the agreement to the current date, which is 2021. So the council really looking out for the community there.
Yeah.
Mr. Burge said it was about trying to protect the community by getting the best possible outcome whilst understanding where wrecks are coming from. Now, wrecks have not yet been advised of the council resolution, so we'll wait to see what they have to say about that.
But the $10 fee will never go up. All they have to do is agree to fixing up their customer service, which is pretty lousy. I'm not sure if you've had an experience, but I had that one middle of last year where basically I waited for about 45 minutes outside the plane before they informed us that we weren't boarding and that the flight would be delayed until the next day. And there was children on the flight. There was a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old. We were basically shunted back to where the check-in desk is and told, well, off you go. Try your best. You can try and find some flights or a taxi. I had a connecting flight just a couple of weeks ago to the eastern states, and the flight was delayed by 45 minutes. I missed my flight, so I basically missed a night over in Brisbane. But not to worry, Rex were very great. They gave me a coffee voucher to make up for it.
Now, these are exactly the type of scenarios that Deputy Shire President Natalie Bowman was addressing in the feedback that she has received from the community and that other members of council have. So we'll sit tight and see how this all unfolds.
Ask me, Jacinta, how is a coffee club coffee at the airport?
How is a coffee club coffee at the airport? Perth Airport, was it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Actually, not bad.
Grateful for the voucher?
I was. Got me through for about 30 minutes of my wait. Anyway, I've been speaking to Jacinta Burton from the Essence Express. Grab that newspaper from news agencies and supermarkets. It's a great paper. Jacinta, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Up shortly, a tribute to two fallen celebrities who had wonderful lives. You'll hear it after the Greg Keane Band, the breakup song.